You know, children feel more secure when they know precisely where the boundaries are. Imagine you're driving a car over the Royal Gorge in Colorado. The bridge is suspended hundreds of feet above the canyon floor. And as a first-time traveler, you're pretty tense as you drive across because, you know, it's a scary experience. I knew one little fellow who was so awed by the view over the side of that bridge that he said, "Wow, Daddy, if you fell off of here, it'd kill you constantly." Now, suppose there were no guardrails on the side of the bridge. Where would you steer the car? Right down the middle of the road. Even though you don't plan to hit those protective railings along the side, you just feel more secure knowing that they're there. Well, it's the same way with children. There's security in defined limits. They need to know precisely what the rules are and who's available to enforce them. When these clear boundaries exist at home, the child lives in utter safety. He or she never gets in trouble unless asking for it defiantly. And as long as the child stays within those reasonable, well-marked guardrails, there's mirth and freedom and acceptance. But when he or she chooses to challenge the authority of mom or dad, the consequences are immediate and reasonable. This is the ingredient for raising healthy children, and it's been applied by wise parents for thousands of years.
Hear more at drjamesdobson.org.